Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the air and on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my absolute favorite guests on the show today, Mr. Leroy Malouf, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach. He teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar, and he also is the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process. Leroy has written two books now, I think, Leroy, is it?
That's correct.
Yeah, you're there, Leroy. Yep. So tell us what your two books are, and where can we get your books?
Okay, the first book is called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. It's both an autobiography and a teaching book. And it's available at Amazon, or you can get it from us directly. My website is ewbasinboypasinpaul.com. And then the second book is called Awake, Refreshed, and Energized. And it gets into what is the clearing process, what are some examples, and how do we keep ourselves full of energy and rejuvenation.
And, you know, Leroy, I just have to say this. You have such vibrance about you. And I always like to just let people know what your age is, just because it's just so inspiring to work with you and to show people, you know, how many years are you on the earth now, Bisco?
I'm 85 going on 100.
And, you know, 85 going on 100. And how many careers have you had now?
I'm in my 14th career. I keep figuring out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
I love that. And, you know, I just love to share that with people because it's so inspiring. Just, you know, your energy is so amazing. And, you know, that's why we were wanting to talk about you plan to do a 6-part series here, I guess, series or 6 steps in we're going to take on these three, the first three in this show. And then the next time you're on, we'll take on the last three. So do you want to just tell us about that? Because we already have callers waiting. We will take your calls after the first break. But Leroy, you know, tell us what you wanted to the topic you wanted to talk about today.
Okay, and something I've talked about before, which is the biggest paradox about us human beings, is that we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go of what we say we don't want. And we go strong to 90% of our life when we're 5 years old. All too quickly, we become adults, and then we're only going strong to 20% of our life. And so what I've been concerned about is that 80%, which is any time we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, judging others, our energy goes weak. So I got to thinking about our self-talk and how can we shift our self-talk so we increase the percent of our life we're going strong to. And I came up with what I call 6 ways to keep reinforcing your wellness, vitality, and resilience. And these again are self-talk ways, and we're going to cover the first 3 in this show and the second 3 in the next show that I'm on with you. And thank
awesome.
You, by the way, for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Now, so first of all, I'll talk about the first 3 first. That's the right order. There's a practitioner called Greg Braden, and he, if you look on YouTube, you can see him observing 3 Chinese practitioners working on a person with a tumor. And there is a scan of the tumor that was taken before, and then there's a live scan while they are working on this person. And in somewhere between 3 and 10 minutes, that you see this tumor shrinking and going away. And the essence of what the Chinese practitioners are feeling and saying is already healed, already done. They're not asking for something to happen. They're not saying, oh my God, what are we going to do to make it happen? They are affirming already healed, already done.
I just wanted to interject there. You know, Greg Braden is an amazing soul on the planet here who's been doing really beautiful work for a long time. And he has been on the show here on The Truth is Funny twice. So if you go into the archives and you want to learn more about Greg Braden's work, you can go to the archives on The Truth is Funny or on Transformation Talk Radio and, you know, I really, really enjoyed the interviews with him. I just wanted to interject that and tell people.
Okay. Second thing, there was a German by the name of Clemens Kubi, who in 1980s fell 50 feet, shattered his second lumbar, was told he would never walk again. He said, no, I'll be walking. And he was. And he created a song that he repeated to himself. And he completely cured himself. And the song, the words to the song, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Now, there's a little more to it, but those are the 2 key phrases. Now, the third one is, comes from Ho'oponopono, Dr. Hugh Lin. He's the one who was asked to take over a ward for the criminally insane. And in 5 years, every person who was supposedly locked up for life was cured and discharged. And it's what he called Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian ritual. And the essence of that is to say, thank you, I love you. And you're talking to yourself now, not to anybody else. I love you, thank you. So these are the first 3, already healed, already done. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. And I use these all the time, by the way. If I wake up at night, I'm going through either 1 or 2 or 3 of these and repeating to myself. And I do it during the day as well.
Yeah, it's. I love what you said about affirmations. I have affirmations. If you use them in, you make a statement and you make sure you're strong to that statement, then it's very powerful. And it's kind of, in some ways, I feel like more powerful than setting an intention, because the affirmation is that the intention already has occurred. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Yeah, and I love that.
And also, remember, we need to get our central core energy strong every day, which I do every day. I do before I get on a show, before I work with a client. And this is one of the first things people need to do. And then when they affirm these things as well, boy, you talk about making your energy strong every day. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, I say, before you even get out of bed and your feet hit the floor, correct yourself. Get strong.
I'm with you.
You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Mr. Leroy Maloof. And when we return, we're going to continue to talk about this, but we have a few callers waiting already, and we're happy to shift energy for anyone that calls in. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the short break to make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, I just wanted to get you to share your contact information quickly here, and then we'll take our first caller.
Yes. My website is EWBisInBoy, PisInPaul.com. Phone 508 375-6452, 375-6452. And the email is leroy@ewbp.com.
Perfect.
And by the way, if anybody emails me and wants the list of these six ways to keep reinforcing their wellness, vitality, and resilience, I will send them a copy of it.
Awesome. And I also wanted to say, because it came up, I just love the affirmation thing. If you go to my site at www.thetruthisfunny.com, you can, and you sign up for my newsletter, I have a set of affirmations that are actually like correct, like shift, making sure that you're strong by reading them and or listening to them and having any weaknesses in the affirmation corrected so that it really supports you. And so you can get that for free at my site also. We have
this six ways also is on my site too.
People what I was just going to ask if you have a list okay, good. And we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting, Patricia from Massachusetts. Are you there, Patricia?
Oh, hi. Yes, I am. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Very good. How are you doing?
Hi, Patricia. Great, where are you? Great. Which Patricia is this? Where are you from in Massachusetts?
You actually know me because I've been to the Unity and the Onset Church and all. We haven't seen each other in a while, but you know me.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you probably know me by sight, yeah. But I've seen you. Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see you, hear you.
Thank you.
See you and hear you. Is there something Absolutely. You would like for Leroy and I to shift for you today?
Yeah, I've received a diagnosis, and I want to need to obviously raise my vibration because that's key. So, would you just recommend recording these, or are there recordings of these, and play them all the time, or should I just sing them all the time, or what would be the best way to use this?
Can you say what your diagnosis is?
Breast cancer.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay, let me tell you something I've discovered. About 12 years, a lady called, and she said, I have this large, fast-growing lump in my breast. I worked with her twice to keep it from and it stopped growing. And she said her doctor told her to go get a mammogram and to go see a surgeon. So between the second and third time, she got the mammogram, and I went to the dictionary and I looked up breast. You know, I wanted to stay abreast of things, and. and it talks about mothering and nurturing, and so I realized she had a son that had been in a lot of trouble. So on the third call, she came on the call. She was absolutely terrified because of the nonverbals of the technician and the radiologist. And I said, okay, we're going to clear you of overguarding, overprotecting, over worrying, over fearful, over anxious, over mothering, over nurturing. And as soon as we did that, the lump immediately shrunk by half. No, within a second. And I worked with her two more times. It got down to pea size. She went to see a surgeon. He said, oh, this is nothing. We'll just aspirate it. And it has not come back now. And I think it's about 15, 16 years. So what I've found is that for men and women, anytime we get into this overprotective state, we weaken energy to our breast and genitals. So now I'm going to check you. And I get that you are over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-fearful, overanalyzing, over-internalizing. That all sound familiar?
Yeah. One or two of them.
One or two.
Well, I detected a weakness to every single one. But that could be because you're
facetious.
I wanted to explain that partly, though, too, is because what I felt as you're working on this, Leroy, there's many people who have this fear, you know, and of having breast cancer, being diagnosed with this. So I just picked up a bunch of energy other than hers coming in. And but for her in particular, I just got a weakness. What is your age?
I'm in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, but what is your specific age?
I'm 67.
Okay. So, yeah, we want to strengthen you to your age and aging.
Okay, and Patricia, we need to get you to neutral about this. What's the worst thing that can happen if you stay in this overprotective state?
I could end up dying.
Okay, let's keep you alive. What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, dying, we need to get you neutral until you die and you find out it's all just been a big farce. It's just extinction. Clear a few hundred quadrillion years, get you neutral to that. What's the worst thing that can happen if you stay alive and stay stuck in this overprotective state?
I won't fulfill my purpose in life. I won't have as meaningful relationships and experiences as I could have otherwise.
Okay, and what's worse than that? Now, the reason why I'm asking you what's worse, every single thing that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. So to get you to neutral, which is a powerful place to be, we need to find out what's worse underneath for you and clear that away.
What would be worse? I think for me, the worst thing, and I'll tell you, I'll be honest, what really fearful is being totally disabled. Not being able to be independent and do for myself. Yep.
Okay, so we're going to get you neutral, being totally disabled. Everybody has to wipe the food off your mouth. And take total care of you, clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. The absolute worst thing happening. Now, what's the best thing that could happen if you don't have this lump?
I would be totally, totally clear, healed. I'd be totally healthy, full of energy like I always was in the past. And I'd be able to live my life, go, back to, all my stuff, like the...
Okay. Now you're not neutral to this either. Yeah, you're not neutral to this either, which means that when you think of it, your energy goes weak if it doesn't happen. So we need to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to your very best scenario as well. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
See, we set up expectations, and when they're not met, we react. So reacting to the worst or the best weakens our energy and propagates our symptoms. So we're just going to get you neutral both ways.
And it's kind of coming up that there's like a gap in between the time that she's 69 and going to 69, or 67 to 69. That gap in between there of being able to get everything done because that's retirement age. What do you think about retiring, Leroy?
That's weak.
Yeah. But in general, retiring is weak, is it not?
Yeah. Well, and Patricia, you're weak. Yeah, your energy is weak to getting to be 70 as well. Mm-hmm. Okay,
weak
so let's get you.
It's weak with retirement?
Yes, and weak with getting to be age 70.
So what does that mean? I'm fearful of...
Well, what happens is that it's really funny because... if you remember when you were a teenager, how old people over 30 seemed to be, right?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
So we get weak for many people, get weak to many of the decades, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, just that time passing, getting older. So we're going to get you neutral to that as well.
And let's strengthen everybody to
get
younger.
Give me neutral to 80, too. 90.
Okay, what are you noticing now?
With me, I just feel peaceful a little bit, and a little hopeful.
Yeah, and I'm feeling better energy into your hands, and also into your right foot. It's starting to get to your left foot as well. So we're starting to get better energy throughout your body.
And your
breasts are feeling better energy as well. There's still a little worry there. We want to clear that away. There we go.
So I just want to ask you, Patricia, on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, we forgot to get a baseline to begin with, but 10 being like this is the absolute worst, 0 being you're feeling very neutral, where are you on that scale?
I'm feeling, much more neutral now, which is good because before it was...
Does that neutral have a number? What number are you at?
Picking up 6. I'm picking up 6 or 7. I got 6 first and then a 7, so it's sliding. But
you're actually talking 3-2 because I was getting at a 2. 0 is neutral, 10 is the worst, so it's slipping down. So we're just going to strengthen the perception around that. And Leroy, we have like about a minute before the break here. Any last advice here for Patricia?
We just, again, need to get you neutral to aging and degeneration and neutral to total regeneration. And Patricia, these affirmations that I mentioned earlier, you need to start using those. When you think of your breast, you just go, already healed, already done. And every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Or every little cell in my breast is happy. Every little cell in my breast is well.
That's great.
All right. We have
thank
to.
Thank you so much.
I just want to thank you for coming on. We have to take a quick break right now. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com or talesfromthevector.com. That's T-A-I-L-S. And that's for energy correcting cards and paintings, which I am just finishing one now that I've been working on for close to about 9 or 10 months. And I love her. Her name is Harmony. We could all use a little more harmony. We'll be right back after this short break, and we'll take the caller who's been patiently waiting.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Leroy Maloof here with us today. We also just had a caller, Patricia, calling in from Massachusetts. And it was a breast cancer diagnosis that Leroy was working on. And I was perceiving a lot of collective influence energy, a lot of fear coming in for people that are listening now, listening later. And what I was picking up as the leading weakness here is that a lot of women are afraid to touch their own breasts now because they've been told to search for lumps. And, you know, there's a lot of controversial information out there regarding mammograms and their usefulness. And there's also a lot of information out there regarding when people, it's also for breast cancer and prostate cancer that that a lot of people are diagnosed with it, and it's actually precancerous. And so those are all things to check out. I just want to strengthen, you know, for all women out there, and also because for men, it as soon as Leroy mentioned the genitals coming in with prostate cancer, it's kind of like being afraid to touch that area, being afraid of losing that area. That area being different from the other cells in the body, just by those thoughts. So we want to strengthen that for everybody. What do we say, Leroy? Every little cell is happy?
Yeah, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body as well. And again, I want to emphasize to note when you're getting into an overprotective state, because as I say, that does reduce energy. That's one of the ways we keep our energy weak.
And so remember, explain what you mean by that, Leroy, because I've heard you say that many times, but what does overprotective mean?
Well, in a sense, it's related to over-worrying, you know, being over-careful, being over-vigilant. But of course, underneath that is some fear and some reaction and that kind of thing.
And so, and when you say over-guarding,
Well, guarding against anything happening to the person, to their property.
Well, you know, this is very interesting because, you know, my mom's identical twin was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then, I don't know, it was like 15 years later, my mother was also diagnosed with precancerous cells. And you know, she opted for the mastectomy because of the history of her other sister. And this is, you know, what's coming up is just when there's a diagnosis, you know, people, the fear setting in, right? And
yeah.
And it's running down generations then, you know, because, and yet, you know, so we just want to clear that energetically for anyone listening in here, because there's just so much fear in the word cancer.
Yes, definitely.
And so what do we do to clear that energy? I mean, cancer is also one of the zodiac signs. And, you know, it's quite a pleasant one.
Yeah. Well, but you see, all these words, cancer, treatment, chemo, radiation, surgery, all these words, I actually put together a cancer protocol. And I find that just the words, people's energy goes weak too, because there again is fear and concern. And then the other kind of things that they go weak to have to do with going to the doctor, the location, the hospital, the surgery room, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like getting strong to both the thoughts and the places is important.
Yeah, I went for a mammogram once. And I decided I'm not doing that again until they invent a machine for men to put their most precious parts in and have them squished to have them taken a picture of. I figure that there's got to be a better way. There we go. A little laughter never hurt anyone. Patricia from, or Trisha from British Columbia has been patiently waiting here. Do we have her here on Carter?
Good morning, Colette. Good. I'm Leroy. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What can we do for you today?
I was out playing hockey on Sunday, and I had a bit of a fall, and I've got a screaming headache that just won't go away.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like how bad, the, you know, like the pain in your head right now, to 10 being the worst, 0 being like, oh, no, it's gone. Where are you on that scale?
About an 8.
Okay. I just want to say, first and foremost, how old are you?
I am 48.
All right. I just have to say, you know, like every, like what an amazing Canadian woman to be out there playing hockey, of course. That in itself, you can be proud of, right? So go for it, Leroy.
Okay. These are traumas that you experience, but the bigger thing is that there's traumas from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 17, 18 past lives. So we're just going to clear away for you all the traumas, all the negative thought forms, the fears, the phobias, the illnesses, the limitations, restrictions, dependence, suffering. Let's just clear that all away. You're not neutral to suffering.
How many people on the planet are neutral to suffering, Leroy?
One.
And who is that?
Me.
See, you're in good hands here, Tricia. The one person on the planet that's neutral to suffering.
Now, Tricia, again, getting to neutral, we have to go to the worst scenario. And I'm going to tell you the absolute worst scenario I've found for people. It is that we human beings destroy every living thing on the planet in agonizing and painful ways. And you are not neutral to that. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to us human beings destroying every living thing on the planet in agonizing and painful ways. Okay, we got you neutral there. We also need you neutral to every living thing on the planet prospering, and you're not neutral to that. So let's get you strong to you prospering and every living thing on the planet prospering, being in wellness, vitality, energy, strength. And we got you neutral to that. Okay, how much is your migraine right now? Your headache?
It's feeling a heck of a lot better. I would say down to probably about a 3.
That's what I was getting, a 3. And I just have to say this, Leroy, because it just makes me laugh because I haven't had a TV in about 10 or 11 years now. And I don't watch very much, you know, I watch someone online and shows and that. And everybody told me you have to watch Avatar because you'll just love it. And I watched it and I couldn't stop crying after because I phoned Leroy and I said, I can't stop crying. I watched Avatar, and he's going, Avatar? And I'm like, they killed the tree. So, Leroy did a lot of work on me on being neutral. And when we say neutral to other people's suffering, we don't mean that we're indifferent to it. What we mean is that to be able to empower people so that, you know, people do make better choices for the planet, that we have to become neutral, like you said, to both ends, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's many, 4 or 5 or 6 negative definitions of neutral, by like being noncommittal and all that kind of stuff. That's not what we mean by neutral in the energy work. Sorry, I'm picking up something else. Tricia, we need to talk about how many shoulds and shouldn'ts, musts and mustn'ts, do's and don'ts, can and can't you bought into. That's about 2,900 and 3,000. We want to check how many ways you're buying into aging and degeneration, about 230. We're going to check how many warnings you bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, etc. That's about 1,000, 11, 12, 1,300. So we're going to deprogram every one of those. We're going to wipe them off your hard drive. Every single one of them. Every way you've reacted to them, every internal reaction, every trigger, every issue. And then we're going to reprogram to the unconditional love that is you, the true self that you.
Okay. How does that feel, Tricia?
Oh, my goodness. I'm twitching here like crazy.
Tricia attended my seminar, the last one in October, and she was challenged to find weak, and I corrected it, and now she jumps every time she's really weak to something.
so she's very aware. So how much pain now on a scale of 10 again?
Oh, I'm down to like probably a 1.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in, Tricia. And I'm getting you'll be neutral by the end of this radio show. We have to take another quick break here because we're in radio land. And so this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Leroy Maloof. Thank you, Tricia, for calling in.
Bye, Tricia.
And we'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you, ma'am.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I love to connect with all of you, and I just want to say thank you to everybody for all the positive feedback that I'm getting about my book, The Truth is Funny, which you can get at Amazon or Lulu or on thetruthisfunny.com. And I have my manuals for Call to Dance, which are coloring books. And like those anatomy books, only the anatomy of energy work, plus anatomy. Anyway, you can get those at thetruthisfunny.com. We have a caller that just is waiting here. We're going to take this call quickly, Leroy and I, and shift some energy. And then we're going to finish up with Leroy sharing once again these affirmations that he's been using to have these powerful results. So who is our next caller? Julie from Ontario. Are you there?
Hi. Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy. Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, you can.
Hi. I'd like to just get some energy clearing on a couple of symptoms. So my heart and
Excuse me a minute, Julie. Julie, are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a mic, but let me go on to speaker.
Don't
go to speaker.
Don't go to speaker. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear her now, Leroy?
Okay.
Yeah, it's reverberating a lot. Go ahead.
Okay,
it's fine.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'll go off the live stream. Maybe that's helpful. Okay. Is that better?
That's way better. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I've been getting kind of like heart, chest, not quite pain, but like tension. So I'd like some help just tuning into that.
Okay. When you get in touch with this tension or this in your heart on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being it's really, really scary, it's bothering you, 0 being neutral, where are you?
It keeps dropping. I'm at a 4 now. It was at a 6, but
what I just wanted to say is that I'm not a doctor. Leroy's not a doctor. You know, get it checked out if you are having heart pains. But the thing is that I have a lot of people calling me about this and emailing me about this. And a lot of it comes up heart opening. And heart opening just means like the entire world right now, it may seem like there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that's really challenging. But remember, challenges are possibilities in disguise. And so the thing is that the entire planet in as bad as it may seem on the other spectrum, because we live in a dual universe, it's as good as it can get. Bad as it can seem, good as it can get. So a lot more people on the planet right now are opening their hearts. And because a lot more people are opening their hearts, there's a lot more heart openings happening on the planet. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody and also for you. And now I'll turn it over to Leroy.
Julie, when I check body, I get strong. When I check mind, I get strong. When I check spirit, I get weak. And do you have any idea of why your energy would be going weak to spirit?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay, part of it that comes up is aging. What? How does aging affect spirit for you? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
How old are you, Julie? Could you tell?
I'm 49.
Okay, you're about to hit the big 5-0, which means you're about to go over the hill. You notice how your energy goes weak to that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get you neutral.
Hey, I've been hiking a lot, Leroy, and I'll tell you what. When you climb the hill, it's harder than when you get over the hill and then you go down the hill. That's the best part.
Okay, Julie, we need to get you neutral to getting to be 50 and over the hill and degeneration and aging, neutral to all of that happening. So what's the worst thing that can happen? If you turn 50 and all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you look older and you're aging.
Oh, God. I guess there's a feeling that I won't be feminine or attractive. I think okay, there's a fear of just like losing. Yeah.
Okay, so
losing
we need to
my
get
femininity.
You. Losing your what?
Femininity.
Oh, yeah. Femininity. I thought you said virginity, and I was like, well, it's time.
I should lose my virginity. But anyway,
yeah, you're turning 15. You haven't lost that yet. It might be time.
So what's the worst thing that can happen if you lose your femininity?
Oh, God. Maybe there's just something about not feeling, not feeling like a lot, like juicy, alive.
And what's worse than that?
Oh, God. Feeling like dried up.
Dried up. Okay. Dried up, useless, no one. You're not attractive to anyone. All of a sudden, you're alone, and you become. I know what's worse. You become a bitter old crone. So we're gonna put a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you.
Right, we're running out of time. Can you get to the good part?
So we're going to get you
neutral. I think there's a fear of being a crone. Yeah, there's definitely a fear of being the crone, which feel like I should look forward to it, but I'm not.
So we're getting you neutral to that. And what's the best thing that can happen when you turn 50?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Okay. I believe it would be that you're attracting even more people because they see your inner beauty and your wisdom and your heart and your joy, and you're not neutral to that either. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that.
Good one, Leroy. I have to cut this off now. Just want to quickly check in with you, Julie. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, it's funny. So thank you for making me laugh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We wish you the very best.
I just wanted to mention that I keep forgetting to say it, that at 11 o'clock Pacific time, I'm going to be on Dr. Pat's show, and we are going to be correcting the holiday season, Pat and I. We figure clear the relatives before they arrive. So at 11 o'clock, if you want to come back to Transformation Talk Radio, I'm going to be changing hats, and I'm going to be the guest instead of the host. Okay, Leroy, you've got like a couple minutes here.
Okay, just to summarize again, remember, for us adults, our energy is going weak to 80% of our lives. So watch your self-talk. And when you think of, oh, my God, I'm getting older or you know, anything like that, your energy goes weak to it. And we've talked about three ways of shifting your self-talk. One is already healed, already done. Second one, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. And the third one, and again, saying to yourself, feeling to yourself, thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
And that's such a beautiful way to kind of come to the end of this show. And I just want to say to you, Leroy, thank you. I love you.
Thank you, my dear. I love you dearly.
thank you for all the wonderful work you do. And I just also wanted to I just wanted to remind people that there is no holistic fair in December. So if you're looking to find us there again dragon cards and that, we won't be there until January 28th. I just wanted to make sure to let people know that. And I want to say thank you so much, Leroy. Thank you to the people that called in. And very fun show today, Leroy. Thanks.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me. Bye, everybody.
Bye for now. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And if you haven't had enough of me yet today, you can find me at 11 o'clock on Pat's show. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.